Aircheckdownloads.com.
Great to be back with the records. I must say, you do miss them. Just for a week away, eh? All these lovely songs. I was listening to Radio 1 on the weekend, listening to Peter Powell's show, and also listening to Mike Green coming from the Motor Fair. And some of the records out at the moment are really terrific, and that's one of them. Great one from UB40. It's 27 minutes before 6.
Radio 1 weather.
If you haven't already noticed, if you haven't stuck your head out the window, in many areas it's very foggy this morning. It's dense, thick fog, visibility very low in places, dangerous driving conditions, and I'll give you a more detailed update of where the fog patches are likely to exist in the travel bulletin in a few minutes' time. During the afternoon, some brightness seems likely, but fog is expected to develop widely again tonight. It will remain on the mild side, except in those places where the fog lingers on. And the outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, this dryish weather, as they describe it, expected to continue with fog forming widely at night.
Well, the men come in these places.
Tina Turner, Private Dancer, is 22 minutes to 6.
Rise and shine on Radio 1.
Danny Wilson's follow-up to Mary's Prayer is called The Girl I Used to Know. It's 19 minutes to 6.
Radio 1 Travel News.
Hayden Thomas in BBC Travel this morning. He's got the word for you to warn you of fog. It's very bad this morning. If you went to bed early last night, you didn't hear any predictions of this. They were completely right, and so you've got to be very careful. It's dense in places. And ferries are looking okay as well, but we'll have an update on that position as well in the not-too-distant future. 16 minutes before 6. Good morning. Welcome to Radio 1.
Britain's number one.
You are listening to Bruno Brooks. Yesterday afternoon, you will have heard the new chart rundown. And me old mate Mike Smith will be reflecting on those chart positions this morning in his program sometime between 7.30 and 8 o'clock. You can hear highlights from the new chart, the new Sub 40, on Radio 1. The time now, 13 minutes to 6.
Radio 1.
That's great. It's So MD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and Tesla Girls, 9 minutes to 6. Still very much in the dark, of course. Blinking dark out there. I can't get used to the fact that it gets dark so early now, about 5 o'clock, isn't it? About 5 p.m. it gets dark. And it'll probably be dark at about 7 or 8, or 9 or 10 this morning. Walking around at a perpetually unshaven, looking awful. Because when you're getting up hideously early in the morning, of course, it's very difficult to keep yourself in really good shape, as you probably find. Unless you're out there jogging this morning, and some people are, but you don't really realise it till the summer, because you can't see them till then. Well, thank you very much indeed for all the people who took my advice and listened to Radio 1 last week. Because, I mean, frankly, I thought it was incredible. I listened to the early show myself, and I heard my replacement, Mr. Campbell, and I thought that is absolutely unbelievable. He really did a tremendous job, and I enjoyed listening to it. I heard it one or two days myself. I think he's got a tremendous future, maybe even doing my job, so I better look out. But very well done indeed. And nice to have you back this morning, back from my week off. Actually, at home, it's a bad situation. We got the power back on about Monday or Tuesday, so that was quite nice, because when you got the power on, you can have heat as well. Phone is still not working. That does surprise me. The water board, of course, were the first in there. They got that sorted out. The electricity board did their job, as I say, this week or last week. And telephone, still no hope of that, they reckon, for another couple of weeks yet. Mind you, don't miss it a lot. Think of all the money I'll be saving. Tremendous. 7 minutes to 6. If you're still in darkness as a result of the hurricane a couple of weeks ago, or the floods, or any of the other terrible weather conditions we had, I sympathise with you. I had it bad, but you're obviously getting it worse. Feel no shortage of firewood, eh? Here's Yak Attack. Having had a hit record with Prince, Sheena Easton is getting into the swing of things again in terms of getting little stories printed in the paper. She's got the hang of it again. This time she's accusing TV's Don Johnson of pinching her bottom, because ladies don't like that and they shouldn't be put upon in that way and harassed by people coming up and pinching their bottoms or slapping their bottoms or things like that. I think it's awful and people shouldn't do that. And Alison Moyet particularly doesn't like it, and she told me so. And then she went and pinched my bottom. I didn't pinch her bottom, and she pinched mine. Mind you, I quite liked it, actually. I'm going to be brutally frank about it. I don't mind if she does. 3.5 to 6. 5-star.
Wow! Britain's favourite radio. Radio 1. Adrian John.
If you start the day without a smile, your food is indigestible and life looks vile, and you have spots dancing before your eyes. There is still one ray of hope for you, though everything's detestable the whole day through. I'll tell you what's certain to clear the skies. If you crawl out of bed and you feel nearly dead, and you don't care a hoot if you are, try this.
The Ernie Show.
Da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da.
For me, the greatest of all the Bryan Adams songs, Run to You. Good morning, welcome to Radio 1. The time, 6:05.
Radio 1.
NewCheckDownloads.com.